Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Lorries carrying desperately needed aid have entered Gaza from Egypt for only the second time since Israel tightened its blockade of the territory. 14 trucks passed through the Rafah crossing. The UN's humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, described the convoy as a small glimmer of hope, but said much more was needed. Magnus Corfixen is Oxfam's humanitarian lead.
Oxfam, of course, welcomed that another aid convoy of 14 trucks have passed into Gaza. But it's a drop in the ocean considering the large-scale humanitarian needs there. And that's why Oxfam and other humanitarian organizations are calling for unfettered humanitarian access. But one thing is to get the aid supplies across the border. The other thing is also to ensure that these supplies are reaching those most in need. And that is extremely challenging when bombs are falling.
President Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say there will now be a continued flow of aid into Gaza. Israel's far-right security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir says there should be no such guarantees until Hamas releases all hostages. The UN Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Iran against any escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. He described such an escalation as likely. There have been continuing cross-border exchanges of fire between Israel and Hezbollah. Andrea Tenenti is with the UN Interim Peacekeeping Force in Lebanon.
The security situation is tense and volatile. It has been tense and volatile for at least a couple of weeks. Everyone is concerned about the situation because this has not happened since 2006. But at the same time, hope, and also being this conflict at the moment very localized, the hope that it would not escalate into something larger. But as it happened in the past, it's very difficult to predict a daily escalation of conflict.
The US has told its non-emergency diplomatic staff in the Iraqi cities of Baghdad and Erbil to leave immediately because of security threats to American personnel. There's been a surge in attacks on American forces there since the start of the war in Gaza. Votes are being counted in Argentina's presidential election, which has been dominated by proposals to solve the country's dire economic problems. The frontrunner is Javier Milei, a libertarian economist who wants to adopt the US dollar as the official currency. Katie Watson has more.
Javier Milei has really thrown these elections wide open. He's proposing quite radical plans, such as wanting to destroy the central bank, bring in the dollar as an official currency. And he effectively reflects how fed up people are here in Argentina with an ongoing economic crisis, inflation at nearly 140%, 2 in 5 Argentinians living in poverty. And so he's a real change that many people want. But certainly that change also comes a lot of uncertainty. And of course, his critics are worried about that.
BBC News. The winner of Slovakia's recent parliamentary elections, Robert Fico, has complained that the country's president, Susana Čaputová, is deliberately delaying the appointment of his new populist coalition. From Prague, here's Rob Cameron.
President Čaputová has taken issue with the nominee for environment minister, an enthusiastic hunter and climate change sceptic who's described bears as biological weapons designed to destroy the Slovak countryside. The party that nominated him, the nationalist Slovak National Party, is now looking for an alternative. Mr. Fico, meanwhile, says President Čaputová is abusing her powers and has called on her to appoint his government now without the minister and fill the post later.
A ferry has run aground off southern Sweden, spilling diesel into the sea for several kilometres. There had been heavy fog in the area. All 75 people on board have been taken to safety. The authorities in the US state of Tennessee are searching for the estranged son of Nashville's police chief as the suspect in the shooting of 2 police officers. John Drake Jr., who's 38, is wanted for attempted murder. He's accused of opening fire at the officers during an altercation outside a shop on Saturday. In Formula One, Max Verstappen has won the United States Grand Prix. It's the Red Bull driver's 50th win of his career. Lewis Hamilton came second and Lando Norris took third place in Texas. A British man who bought a pool table after winning the lottery is preparing to represent England at the Sports European Championships. Neil Jones hit the jackpot in 2010, taking home the equivalent of nearly $3 million. It allowed him to retire from his job laying tiles, and the pool table was one of his first purchases. Mr. Jones spent time during the coronavirus pandemic practicing. That's the latest. BBC News.